What's the worst job you've ever had?
Oh, I used to artificially inseminate chickens.
Hold the press for caller of the week, Jess.
Thank you.
Okay. Is this going to be better than John, who used to pick up dead bodies?
Well, the thing is that...
How do you artificially inseminate a chicken? Tell me.
All right, you're gonna love this. This is like the best ever.
Yeah, I'm listening. You have my full attention.
Okay, so first of all, you have to milk the roosters, and you're gonna milk roosters. Roosters' sexual gland is sort of like an upside down teardrop. Okay, and so first you have to milk the roosters in order to get the sperm. So you pull them out by the back legs.
So you grab the cock, right?
Yeah. No. You
the rooster.
The cock.
That's what I meant, yeah.
But here's the best part, right? What you actually have to do is grab their tail feathers and rumble them up and down. And
Hang on. I'm just visualizing this. Hang on.
Yes.
So you grab the rooster
cock. You grab the rooster by the back legs.
Okay, and it's upside down, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you grab the rooster by the back legs.
You grab it by the back legs.
Right.
Yeah.
And you pull it out, and then you fluff up its tails. Can I
fluff
say the W word at this time of night or not?
The what word?
The W word.
What's the W word?
Like, as in men self-gratifying themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. So you grab the rooster by the back legs.
By the back legs.
In order to arouse it. You grab their tail feathers and move your hand up and down in what I can only describe as a wanking motion, right, which then arouses the rooster, right, and you then put a test tube under the bottom of the teardrop gland.
Do you buy them dinner first?
I'm sorry?
No, it's okay.
No,
keep going.
No, not even, poor bastard.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so hang on. I'm just visualizing this. So the rooster's upside down. You've got him by the...
Well, no, he's not upside down. He's on his tummy.
He's on his...
Right. You've only pulled his legs out of the... and his back end.
And you've roughed... All...
The you've rest of his head... It's in a battery farm, which is appalling. I'm ashamed for working there. But I was young and I didn't have another option of a job.
No. Do you wear gloves, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough. So you've got the rooster by the back legs. You've ruffled up his tail feathers.
Yes.
Yes. And you've had to milk the rooster.
Yes. Yes. And then after you do that process on enough roosters to fill up a container.
I've got to ask, folks, how many roosters does it take to fill up a container?
God.
I guess more importantly, how big is the container?
It's a test tube, so it's not huge.
Mm.
Your average size test tube.
So you get a test tube full of rooster sperm.
This was 30 years ago, right? So, I don't know.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because Lisa was over there.
Like maybe even 200, right?
Yeah.
Just basically until you get the test tube full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you work in a team of three and you sort of rotate.
Team of three?
A team of four.
I know people who'd pay good money for this. Keep going.
And you kind of rotate. Three of you rotate, right?
Of course
you do. So one is pulling the bird out.
Yes.
While the other is putting a bird back in, the hens I'm talking about, and the other one is sort of intermediate, right? And then so you have a pipette, right? And you pull the birds out and you do what's known as opening them, which is you kind of pull their tail feathers back and push their tummy forward. Again, you've got them by the back legs and they're on their tummies and only their back end is out of the cage, right? Are you
but I'm closing my eyes and visualizing at the same time. Sorry.
It's not something you want to visualize, my friend, trust me. But the chickens have like a cloaca. So
what?
Their sexual organs,
most marsupials have,
where it's like their genital organs are in the same area as their sexual organs.
Yeah.
Okay, so you then...
For a first-time caller, she's sensational, folks, correct?
With a rooster sperm.
Yes.
Injecting them. And so first person pulls the bird out, he injects. Second person pulls a bird out, he injects. Third person pulls a bird out, he injects. But here's the kicker, and here's why it's one of the worst.
I was wondering where the kicker was. I knew there'd be a quick.
Yep. Because as I said, it is not just their sexual organ. It is also the organ that they both urinate and excrete out of. And by the end of the day,
you'd be exhausted.
Often covered in chook shit.
Yeah.
And occasionally it will get you in. And we didn't have masks.
Don't tell me. It'll get you in the eye.
Will get you in the face.
That's the money shot.
Yes.
Yes. That's got to be, you've got to be caller of the week. I had someone else in mind, Lisa, but, you know, for a first-time caller, I think I've got to give you caller of the week.
Oh, if you're going to give me that, could I tell you a really quick story?
No, I don't think you can top that. Oh, you know, there's an old saying in showbiz, Lisa, leave them wanting more.
Oh, okay.
You know when the audience, I don't think we could take, unless you can top that.
I can.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep. I used to be a stripper many years and many kilos.
Why does this not surprise me?
Okay. And yep. It's not my story. It's the story of one of the girls who worked the club I worked at.
Yes.
Okay. And it was a strip club. So we were table dancers, not strippers like the other lady who rang up, right?
Mm.
Okay. One, and the rule is if they touch you or do anything inappropriate, you can stop dancing.
Yes.
For them.
Yes.
Okay. They had a client who was in a wheelchair and had a colostomy bag. And this man acted inappropriately towards the dancer, so she refused to dance with him any further. And he took the colostomy bag off of his wheelchair and threw it at her.
Oh, no. That's not good. And I'm going to do an interview a little bit later on with a woman who has devised sex toys for people specifically with disabilities. I don't know if I can segue into that.
I think that's great. Like, I've heard.
Now, the worst thing about a colostomy bag.
I've heard stuff about it before.
It's finding shoes to match.
Important thing.
Yeah.
People shouldn't be denied sexuality simply because they're disabled.
I agree with you. I've recorded this conversation. I could let it wait till Monday, but I don't know. After your call, you're a very hard act to follow, Lisa.
Thank you.
You should go on Australia's Got Talent and just.
Oh, God, no, I don't have any talent. I just
no, do the chicken. If you do the chicken thing, there'd be people who'd pay money for it. You put it on YouTube, you'd make a fortune. Lisa, you've made my day.
Oh, thank you so much, Luke. Actually, you've made mine. I'm going to get myself a radio and I'm going to listen to your show more often. Because my flatmate banishes me from his room.
Well, now you know.
I'm going to get my own radio.
Now you know why he banishes himself into the bedroom and listens to Luke. Now you know. Lisa, I've never met anyone like you. Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you so much, Luke. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
I mean, in the fair dinkum department, how do you top that?